At the 2010 Kampala Review Conference of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, states' parties adopted amendments to the statute on the crime of aggression.
They adopted a definition of the crime of aggression, which is expected to be incorporated into many domestic criminal codes.
The states' parties thus created a new mechanism to enforce the most important rule of international law, the prohibition on illegal use of force under the United Nations Charter.
In November 2010, the Secretary General of the United Nations circulated the amendments in order to enable states' parties to ratify or accept them.
30 ratifications, as well as a further decision by states' parties in 2017, are required for the ICC to take up this new function.
Four states' parties have ratified the amendments on the crime of aggression: Samoa, Liechtenstein, Trinidad and Tobago, and Luxembourg.
How has the crime of aggression been defined?
The Rome Statute now has a new Article 8b defining the crime of aggression. In essence, three elements are required.
First, the perpetrator must be a leader, that is, a person in a position effectively to exercise control over or to direct the political or military action of a state.
Second, the court must prove that the perpetrator was involved in the planning, preparation, initiation, or execution of such a state act of aggression.
Third, such a state act must amount to an act of aggression in accordance with the definition contained in General Assembly Resolution 3314, and it must, by its character, gravity, and scale, constitute a manifest violation of the UN Charter.
This implies that only the most serious illegal uses of force between states can be subject to the court's jurisdiction.
Genuine cases of individual or collective self-defense, as well as action authorized by the Security Council, would thus clearly be excluded.
Article 8b of the Rome Statute reads as follows.
1. For the purposes of the statute, crime of aggression means the planning, preparation, initiation, or execution by a person in a position effectively to exercise control over or to direct the political or military action of a state of an act of aggression which, by its character, gravity, and scale, constitutes a manifest violation of the Charter of the United Nations.
2. For the purpose of paragraph 1, act of aggression means the use of armed force by a state against the sovereignty, territorial integrity, or political independence of another state, or in any other manner inconsistent with the Charter of the United Nations. Any of the following acts, regardless of a declaration of war, shall, in accordance with United Nations General Assembly Resolution 3314 of 14 December 1974, qualify as an act of aggression.
A. The invasion or attack by the armed forces of a state of the territory of another state, or any military occupation, however temporary, resulting from such invasion or attack, or any annexation by the use of force of the territory of another state or part thereof.
B. Bombardment by the armed forces of a state against the territory of another state, or the use of any weapons by a state against the territory of another state.
C. The blockade of the ports or coasts of a state by the armed forces of another state.
D. An attack by the armed forces of a state on the land, sea, or air forces, or marine and air fleets of another state.
E. The use of armed forces of one state which are within the territory of another state, with the agreement of the receiving state, in contravention of the conditions provided for in the agreement, or any extension of their presence in such territory beyond the termination of the agreement.
F. The action of a state in allowing its territory, which it has placed at the disposal of another state, to be used by that other state for perpetrating an act of aggression against a third state.
G. The sending by or on behalf of a state of armed bands, groups, regulars, or mercenaries, which carry out acts of armed force against another state of such gravity as to amount to the acts listed above, or its substantial involvement therein.
How is the controversial question of the role of the Security Council resolved?
The Security Council plays more than one role with respect to the crime of aggression.
First, the Council may serve as a jurisdictional trigger. It may refer a situation to the court under the statute's existing Article 13b.
The new Article 15ter provides that in such a scenario, the court may in the future also investigate and prosecute charges of aggression, provided there is a reasonable basis to believe a crime of aggression was committed.
Second, the Security Council serves as the primary jurisdictional filter where the prosecutor intends to open an investigation, either proprio motu or on the basis of a state referral. Under new Article 15b, the prosecutor must notify the Council so that it can determine an act of aggression.
If no determination is made within 6 months, the prosecutor may only proceed with the authorization of the pretrial division. Even in that case, however, the counsel may suspend proceedings under Article 16.
How do the amendments on aggression affect non-states parties to the statute?
In the case of a Security Council referral, the court may investigate and prosecute the crime of aggression with respect to both states parties and non-states parties. The same already applies to the other three core crimes, namely genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity.
In case of proprio motu investigations and state referrals, however, Article 15b, paragraph 5 excludes jurisdiction with respect to crimes of aggression committed on the territory or by the nationals of non-states parties.
Article 15b allows any state party to opt out of the court's jurisdiction over the crime of aggression. What are the reasons behind this provision?
A state party may at any time submit an opt-out declaration from the court's jurisdiction. However, the opt-out system only applies to proprio motu investigations and state referrals, not to Security Council referrals.
Furthermore, an opt-out declaration affects only future acts and does not exempt from accountability acts committed prior to the opt-out declaration.
The opt-out clause has to be seen in the context of a negotiation history. There were fundamental disagreements as to whether the consent of the alleged aggressor state should be a condition for the court's exercise of jurisdiction.
Positions ranged from a strictly consent-based opt-in approach, whereby the court could only deal with cases involving an aggressor state that has previously consented to the court's jurisdiction, to a strictly victim-centered approach, whereby aggression committed by any state party, and even by a non-state party, could come under the court's jurisdiction, provided that the victim was party to the statute.
The compromise solution was to follow a consent-based approach, based on the fact that states' parties have already accepted the court's jurisdiction over the crime of aggression when ratifying the Rome Statute.
Since the court's jurisdiction over aggression appears to be frozen until at least the 1st of January 2017, why should states' parties ratify the amendments before that?
The decision by the Assembly of States Parties, ASP, to activate the jurisdiction of the court over the crime of aggression can indeed not be made before January 2017.
However, in order for this decision to be effective, 30 states must have ratified the Kampala amendments before that date.
Ratifying as soon as possible, therefore, makes a decisive contribution towards the activation of the regime in 2017. This is reflected in the decision by which the review conference adopted the Kampala amendments. The conference also invited states' parties to ratify the amendments as soon as possible.
What is the nature of the future decision to activate the court's jurisdiction as conceived by paragraph 3 of Article 15 bis and 15 ter? Does it require a further amendment to the statute?
It does not require a further amendment to the Rome Statute, since the provision empowering states' parties to activate the jurisdiction is already contained in the amendments adopted in Kampala. States' parties could activate the court's jurisdiction through a two-thirds majority vote in the context of an Assembly of States Parties or a review conference. This decision itself would not have to be ratified and would not change the amendments themselves.
What about new states' parties to the Rome Statute? Do they have a choice of ratifying the old or the new statute?
Since current states' parties have a choice whether to ratify the amendments or not, new states' parties have the same choice. According to the practice of the UN Office for Legal Affairs, new states' parties would have to clearly indicate in their instrument ratifying the Rome Statute that they also wish to ratify the amendments. Otherwise, they are deemed to have ratified the old statute, meaning they would be in the same position as states' parties that have not yet ratified the Kampala amendments on aggression.
Do states' parties that ratify the amendments have to incorporate the crime of aggression into their domestic criminal codes?
Given that the principle of complementarity also applies to the crime of aggression, states' parties should ensure that they are able to prosecute the crime domestically, which may require incorporating the definition of the crime of aggression into the criminal code.
At the same time, given that the code's jurisdiction can only be activated in 2017, there are no adverse consequences if a state party ratifies the amendments now, but delays the relevant implementing legislation until 4 years from now.
Furthermore, the review conference clarified that the amendments do not create the right or obligation for any state party to exercise domestic jurisdiction with respect to an act of aggression committed by another state.
This implies that states' parties should focus their implementing legislation on crimes of aggression committed by their own leaders. However, it does not exclude a more expansive jurisdictional regime, for example, over crimes of aggression committed against the state party in question.
It should be kept in mind, in this regard, that states which undertake genuine investigation and prosecution of their own nationals for crimes within the jurisdiction of the court would have priority to try such perpetrators in their own courts, in which case the ICC would defer to the national prosecution.
What are the policy reasons for which any state would ratify the amendments on the crime of aggression?
Only states' parties that have ratified the amendments will enjoy the broadest possible judicial protection in the event of an act of aggression committed against them. Furthermore, each of the first 30 ratifications will move the court closer to the activation of its jurisdiction over the crime of aggression.
Ratifying states also serve the noble goal of promoting a system of international accountability for the most serious instances of illegal use of force between states, including by promoting the definition of the crime of aggression in international law.
States' parties would furthermore avoid the appearance of inconsistency in their respective policies by moving forward with the amendments upon which they universally agreed in Kampala.
For further information on the crime of aggression, please visit Equipo Niscor's related webpage.
This program was prepared with information provided by the Global Institute for the Prevention of Aggression and the Principality of Liechtenstein.
The Global Institute for the Prevention of Aggression was established in 2010 as a project of the Planethood Foundation, founded in 1996 by Benjamin Ferenc, a former chief prosecutor at the Nuremberg trials and a lifelong advocate of the rule of law in international affairs, and his son, Donald Ferenc, an attorney and international justice educator and advocate.
The Institute is an outgrowth of the Court Review Conference in Kampala, Uganda, and is intended to serve as a resource for those interested in advancing the rule of law with respect to deterring the illegal use of force in global affairs.
The Principality of Liechtenstein was the first state to ratify the Kampala Amendments on the Crime of Aggression to the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court on the 8th of May, 2012.
The Ambassador of Liechtenstein to the United Nations in New York, Christian Wennewasser, served as the President of the Assembly of States Parties from 2008 to 2011. He presided over the Court Review Conference in Kampala in 2010.
This program was produced by Radio Niscor with the collaboration of the International Human Rights Law Clinic at the American University, Washington College of Law. It was edited and post-produced at our studios in Belgium on February 1st, 2013.